Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Signature Theatre Company in New York City champions in-depth explorations of a playwright's body of work and delivers an intimate and immersive journey into the playwright's singular vision. They are currently producing Lanford Wilson's The Mound Builders. It will run through April 14th. In the play, a team of archaeologists descends on an Illinois town to unearth the mysteries of the Mound Builders. As they excavate the remains of this Native American civilization, they confront powerful and dangerous forces of ambition and legacy. Will Rogers plays Chad Jasker in the show. Will was nominated for a 2012 Drama Desk Award for his work in Unnatural Acts at Classic Stage New York. Other off-Broadway credits include Golden Age, As You Like It, and The Submission. Regionally, he's performed in several locations, including two productions at the Williamstown Theater Festival, Our Town and Not Waving. I was in New York City recently and spoke with Will about his career and the Signature Theater's production of The Mound Builders. Will Rogers, welcome back to The Roundtable.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Sure, it's good to see you again. Let's jump to the start of when you discovered theater. When did you decide you wanted to pursue a career in acting?
Probably middle of high school was when that started. I did it for fun in middle school. And when I realized I wasn't going to be a professional baseball player or a preacher, then I decided to give it a shot, I guess.
Were those the other two options?
They kind of were always. Baseball is never that realistic, I don't think. But I loved doing it and had dreams of it. And then they started throwing the ball really hard. And I decided that it wasn't for me, maybe. I grew up in a household. My brother is a missionary, actually. And so that was always kind of on the back burner, maybe, until I started reading more plays and discovered the communal aspect of doing theater and how exciting and self-exploratory that was. And I saw the benefit in that for all of us, I guess.
Is your family supportive?
They are, very, thankfully.
And they always were?
They always were. When I said I wanted to go to college for acting, that scared them quite a bit at first. But I was resilient, and they finally got on board, thankfully, because I wouldn't be here without them.
Where did you study?
I went to North Carolina School of the Arts down in Winston-Salem.
And how did you land there?
I went to public high school, but my high school drama teacher was very much into getting us into professional training programs. And I guess in his brain, so it became in my brain, the top four were Juilliard, North Carolina School of the Arts, SUNY Purchase, and Carnegie Mellon, and DePaul, too, I guess. Juilliard being the top dog, I wanted to get in there, and then the others. And I auditioned for all of them and got into all of them except Juilliard. And North Carolina, after meeting with the dean there at the time, Gerald Friedman, the assistant dean, Robert Bessida, and Robert Francesconi, meeting them, I just kind of fell in love with them and felt like the right match.
The production you're in right now, the reason I get to speak with you today, is called The Mound Builders. How did you find out about this project?
Through my agents, getting either they submitted me or the casting director, Will Cantler, asked to see me. I'm not sure which. Just the regular old audition process.
For the regular old audition process, for those of us not in the industry, do you read the whole play first?
You'd like to, for sure. I'm trying to remember because I auditioned for this at least twice with the original and then a callback. And I think because sometimes you have so many things thrown at you. I got the script, got the sides, looked at the character, and it's such a dense play, and the scenes were so dense. I'm pretty sure for my first audition, I just really got a good idea of what the scene was and came in and tried to nail that because I don't remember exactly how much time I had beforehand, but with other things going on, I felt I needed to work on that. And then for the callback, I read the script and was thoroughly confused but excited and gave it my best shot.
Without ruining anything that oughtn't be ruined, what is confusing about the show? How is it dense? For people who aren't familiar with it, we'll pretend nobody knows anything about it, because maybe they don't. Tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, it takes place in 1975. It's about the Mound Builders. It's literally referring to Native Americans who built these mound-like structures out of dirt for various reasons. There were burial mounds. There were also mounds that had temples on top for what they called the God King, essentially a king who was a deity of some sort. This actually, they date as far back to like 1600 BC, you find out in the play, actually. A lot of the play takes place in southern Illinois, a few hours south of St. Louis, where some of these particular mounds are. And essentially, my character is a guy named Chad Jasker, who grew up around this area, and this has been renting out his family. Him and his father rent out this old house to these archaeologists who are coming to dig up and around these mounds looking for old artifacts. One of the things that is a little interesting and unique about the play, it's kind of set up as an excavation in itself, because one of the main characters, this archaeologist, is essentially, you meet him at first and he is going back over the previous summer's excavation. Something, in quotes, goes wrong, and trying to sort of piece it all together. So what the action of the play is actually fragments of his memory and what he discovered throughout. So it only jumps back and forth between those two time periods, but it's also, you're piecing it together as it goes, and it's not mapped out necessarily A, B, C, but more like A, D, L, M, and so on.
The play is written, of course, by Lanford Wilson. Are you familiar with his work before taking on this project?
Which was one very exciting aspect of this whole process, was getting to know his work. And it's a great way to get to know someone's work, is by like being thrust into it.
Sure.
And speaking it aloud with really good actors. I had seen Burn This, luckily, a few years ago, also produced by Signature with Edward Norton and Catherine Keener. That was like about 10 years ago. But other than that, I wasn't really familiar with his stuff.
Have you worked with Signature Theater before?
This is my first time.
How's it going?
It's going well.
What else would you say? Be like, it's pretty bad. I'm never coming back now.
Can't wait to be unemployed and get out of there. No, they're actually just really wonderful. It's a great place.
Can you tell us a little bit about the director?
It's directed by Joe Bonney, who's wonderful. I'm amazed kind of by her patience. She knew Lanford Wilson and had worked with him on his plays before in the past. And her, you know, doing a play that is so of its era, even though I think it's pretty timeless, 1975 to now 2013, with a bunch of actors, a lot of whom are around my age, you know, on the younger side of things, didn't live through a lot of that stuff. I found just her efficiency in direction, but also just her patience and finesse in helping us find a connection to it on our own was pretty remarkable.
You have done regional theater, of course. The first time that I met you was at Williamstown Theater Festival in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Is there a different kind of energy, a different kind of work, a different kind of feeling to doing regional theater versus doing theater right in New York City?
That's a good question. Yeah, for sure. Well, with like Williamstown, where it feels like summer camp kind of, and you feel like you're on vacation while you're getting paid. That's different than any other experience or energy I've had. But I have done definitely shows like done a show in St. Louis and Salt Lake City, Louisville, and those places. No, it's interesting when you're coming into a community that loves theater, but it's such, they have some ownership of it, as New York obviously does, but there's just so much here, I guess. I don't know if I can put my finger on it, but there's something about going into someone else's community as an outsider. And when you feel accepted into it, which is most of the time, I would say, then it's really you feel a generosity and you feel their appreciation that you're coming to. They want to hear these stories that most of which probably premiered in New York, and they want to see. And it's an interesting group of people who are in St. Louis or Louisville or wherever, who would rather go, I mean, maybe not rather, but they still want to see live theater and hear a story that's not being told on the television or in a movie theater, that they want to come and see something that is hopefully very, has a pulse and a beat of that era coming from a hub like New York. And you feel that appreciated. Sometimes New York audiences, they're like, all right, here we are at the theater again. Not always, but there is a somewhat like, all right, show us what you got at times. And hopefully we deliver, but, and at the end is, you know, it's still very exciting here. I love doing New York theater.
What have been some of your, and you mentioned you're quite young, but what have been some of your favorite roles so far?
Let's see. Our Town, getting to play George was really exciting.
That was at Williamstown.
Yes. This one currently, Chad Jasker is just a guy who does things that I don't get to do in my actual life and has some conflicts, seemingly conflicts of interest that are just really exciting to get to play. I got to do This Is Our Youth in St. Louis by Kenneth Lonergan, which I had read first when I was in high school and was always getting to play Warren was a dream part of mine, just kind of a guy who is around an apartment getting to mess with things, and the dialogue is really great, and getting to do like drugs on stage was kind of a thrill. When the Rain Stops Falling, that I got to do at Lincoln Center, that just as a whole was one of the most beautiful plays that I've ever been a part of, and the journey of that character was quite great too. The guy who is looking for his father, finds love, finds out what happened to his father, and then immediately can't take it and dies. And getting to work with David Cromer was pretty an exciting thing too.
Sure. When you're in a play like you are right now, show with a run, you have a show every night, some matinees, what does the rest of your day look like? Are you looking for the next job? Or do you get to hang out? You probably exercise and eat food, but like more generally than that, what do you do?
I mean, it varies maybe with each show, but it is always like I'm back into that mode now because we just finished our previews and opened on, so essentially I've been in rehearsal and performing at night, which ends up taking up all of my time, and I'm pretty much, because I'm not very good at doing more than one thing at once. When it's 8 hours of your day is something, then it's pretty much eat, sleep, go to the theater, and work on the play. Now it's like it's a great feeling of just being able to stretch a little bit, see the daylight. It's kind of that switch that I have to turn on and try and get hungry for the next job, because I know that, you know, I got 3 more weeks of this, but, and then it's always best when you can go from one to the other. So yeah, auditions have started up now, and trying to do the show at night and keep improving, keep investing, but also being like, what's next? Trying to, and getting to see some friends who I haven't seen
sure.
in weeks, and and maybe pick up the laundry off my floor.
No, you don't have to do that. Oh, that's why I always tell my roommate, like, that doesn't need to get cleaned up. We're busy. It's fine.
Good. Thank you.
Or maybe don't conduct your life the way that I do, because I'm messy.
No, I'm into it. Let's do it. Yeah.
All right. I've talked to a fair number of actors. I feel lucky to, for my job, because I'm a theater fan. And I ask this question a lot, and usually people say they don't really have any roles that they're looking to. They just want to be working. That's the sort of diplomatic answer. And you feel free to give that same answer. Or do you have any plays you'd love to do, any roles you would, as your career progresses, like to try on?
I mean, there's so many new, I never really dream. I guess while you're going to school, you're like, you're looking at Shakespeare and you're looking at all these Chekhov and beautiful things that have already been written. And what's been exciting the last 9 years I've been in New York is like meeting writers and seeing like these new characters in plays that are getting written, and things that I didn't ever expect. And getting to originate a role was maybe something I had hoped for, but kind of just wasn't really aware of that possibility maybe. And so that's been very exciting that I've gotten to do that. That said, though, there Three Sisters is one of my favorite plays. Tusenbach would be a lot of fun to get to do. I actually got to do a workshop of it with some really good friends of mine last summer, and we just went up to a lake house and worked on the play for like 5 days, and very nerdy. But it was a blast, and I would also really like in The Seagull, which is one of the plays that actually made me want to do theater. When I really saw the possibility of what theater can be, I think. And I've never actually seen it, I only have read it. But the writer, Trigorin, there's something, that character, I just like the words he says. That'd be fun. I'd love to do Hamlet, too, as a challenge. That would have to be semi-soon. Maybe not, though.
Have a great run with the Mound Builders, and thank you so much for making the time to join me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Signature Theater's production of Lanford Wilson's The Mound Builders, directed by Joe Bonney, will run in the Romulus Linney Courtyard Theater at the Pershing Square Signature Center on West 42nd Street in New York City through April 14th. To learn more, visit signaturetheater.org. Our guest, Will Rogers, plays Chad Jasker in the production. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.